Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Keisha Charmaine of KeishaCharmaine.com. Keisha, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Keisha so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Keisha Charmaine is a small business owner, social media influencer, model, and author. She is best known for documenting her entire lock journey over the past 8 years on YouTube, providing lock maintenance tips. On her online shop, you can find organic hair growth products and hair accessories to adorn your crown. Keisha, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Yes, I'm ready.
Awesome. Let's do it. So the first question I had was to hear about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Well, in a way, I started my business by accident. Well, I went to college, and while I was in college, I decided to go natural. For those of you who are not familiar with what I mean by that, I had my hair permanently straightened for about 10 years, and I decided I wanted to grow out my natural afro and learn how to take care of my own hair. And while I was in college, I was doing that, and I was filming it on YouTube. So I was on YouTube in college, starting my locks and giving my showing my experience. And as I got more experience, I started giving tips to other people, and I organically grew a following. And after college, I had difficulty finding, I guess, adequate employment. And I was a social worker, and it was very stressful. I ended up quitting abruptly. Like, one day I just didn't go. And I decided, you know what, I built the following. You know what, it's time that I really monetize it. By then, I had already been getting like Google money and a couple sponsorships here and there, but mm-hmm. I decided that I need to turn my followers into customers in some sort of way so that I can, you know, make a living. So that's when I decided to create an online store. And I've always been very artsy and crafty. So I started making hair accessories. And they started selling. And eventually I expanded and I started selling head wraps and creating organic hair products. So that's where I am now.
Nice. I absolutely love that story. And a lot of times you find that, you know, sometimes you just create something for yourself and then all of a sudden you start, you know, sending it to one or two people. Then all of a sudden those two, three people start sending it to their 10 friends. Then it starts to grow and, you know, like you said, organically grow from that. But I love the fact because you documented, you know, everything and the whole process because, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I definitely, you know, don't have locks or anything like that to know exactly what that is. But I feel like a lot of people do have, I don't want to say difficulty, but it is a process to transition from that into having your natural hair. So you being able to document that, do you feel like that's one of the strong reasons you've been able to kind of grow organically?
Oh, definitely. Especially since I have videos from the very beginning. Mm. You know, my quality wasn't very good back then. So I just get the idea to delete those videos because it's embarrassing. But I keep those videos up so people can see where I started. So you can see that this is really a process. And if you are patient, you can, you know, cultivate your locks into looking how you want them to look.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that because it's a process to grow a social media following. It's a process to have your locks, grown too. So it's definitely something that is, I appreciate you for being able to keep that up and keeping that up so that people can see that transition because everybody sometimes thinks everything happens overnight.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely not the case.
Yeah, definitely for anything. So I know you touched on a little bit. Did you have anything else more that you got that you're doing to kind of support the clients that you're working with? I know you mentioned your site. Were there any things that you didn't touch on or things that you have in the works?
Well, my book is, I wrote my book. I started writing my book initially right when I quit my job. And the book is called More Than a Hair Journey. And it basically details how my hair journey kind of kickstarted my self-love journey. And I give tips on maintenance, on lock maintenance, but also on, I help to prepare people who are starting their lock journey on how it will definitely impact your view on yourself and the world. And people don't expect that when you think that your hair is not, you know, that important. But for women, and especially Black women, which is the majority of my audience, my customers, Black women, it says so much about one's like self-esteem and sense of self, really, identity. And when you go on a lock journey, you're tested. And I talk about that a lot in the book, and I give my experience and my tips on navigating that. So I also have the book, but Instagram and YouTube are, you know, more like daily resources where you can get tips and get inspiration for your lock journey and just lock styles and maintenance.
Awesome. I absolutely love that. And I love the title of the book, because like you mentioned, I had no idea, or I've heard, but you know, just for you cementing it, that, you know, having your hair and you know, parts of the outside sometimes do tie in with your self-esteem. So to be able to bring light to that, for one, two, to be able to kind of cultivate that through your social medias, but also through your book, is definitely something that's huge.
Thanks. Yeah, I definitely agree.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And you might have already touched on this, but I want to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this is what you feel kind of distinguishes you or your organization. What do you feel kind of sets you guys apart?
Well, I think that because my following is such a small niche, people with locks, I feel like, don't really have much resources as far as, you know, what to do, what not to do, what products to use, and just different day-to-day maintenance tips and techniques and things. And I find that there's not a lot of resources. Even when it comes to professional stylists, there's, you know, cosmetology school, and you know, stylists have to go and get licenses to do hair. However, there's no formal license to do locks. You know, there's licenses to maintain natural hair, like loose afros, but there's nothing for locks in particular. So that's why I think that my brand is very important. There are other people on YouTube who give their tips and tricks, but I find that I am one of the most consistent, especially since I've been doing it for my entire lock journey, and I'm almost 9 years locked now. So I've been a resource for 9 years so far. And my consistency and my niche, I feel like that sets me apart. And a lot of times people pay for followers, they pay for engagement, but that I find that to be completely unnecessary. All you really need is to be yourself, put your personality forward. Well, that is if you're a face. It's like if your company has a face, like which mine does, obviously, KeishaCharmaine.com. Mm-hmm. And then I think that it's important that you engage with your followers, which is what I do very consistently. And make them feel comfortable so they can trust you. And I think that's what sets me apart. I'm tangible in a way. People can reach out to me, they can email me, DM me, and I'll get back to them. And I feel like I think that my audience, my viewers, my subscribers, they view me as an actual person. I'm not just a brand. So I think that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. In this day and age, and definitely correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like when you are going on the lock journey, as you said, because it ties in so many things, not just your hair, but like you mentioned, your self-esteem and things like that, sometimes it can be, I guess, nervous might be the right word, to go through that journey, and to have somebody you can reach out to, like you said, through, you know, social media or however, is definitely something that helps, you know, make the journey a little bit better.
Yes, definitely. And they tell me that all the time. Like, Keisha, thank you so much. You know, you're the reason why I started my locks. You're the reason why I felt encouraged to keep it up and things like that. So those kind of comments really help me to stay true and push forward with what I'm doing. It makes me feel like there's definitely some value in my business.
Awesome. 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 Yeah, I definitely think there is. And it's something that it sounds like you're ahead of the curve. 9 years being able to document that is definitely a huge secret sauce. So I appreciate you for sharing that with us. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Well, personally, I do struggle with anxiety and bouts of depression. So being self-employed, and I don't have anyone beneath me either. Like, this is a one woman show. Mm-hmm. So I hold myself accountable for everything. So that gets really difficult when I do have my bouts of depression or when I'm feeling really anxious. So what I need to do to make sure that I'm productive and I'm getting my work done, like every morning I have to pray and I have to meditate. And that's something that I've been doing for several years now. I don't know how many years, maybe about 3 or 4 years. And what I like to do is go on YouTube and search a guided meditation, whether that be like a morning meditation or something more specific, like guided meditation to relieve stress, or guided meditation to anything, just relaxation. Like I need to do that in the morning to put myself in the right headspace and the right mood to feel like, you know, today's a good day. I'm going to get everything I need to get done. And I'm good enough. You know, so, 'cause sometimes that's also another issue that I have, you know, imposter syndrome. You feel like you don't really deserve to be in the position that you're in. But that's really just, you know, your anxiety talking. That's not the truth. So oftentimes I rely on my guided meditations and my affirmations so that I can stay in the right headspace to get everything done.
Awesome. That makes perfect sense. And I think you definitely, you know, touched on a topic that, you know, it's not really talked about a lot when you are starting a business or you are an entrepreneur and you're doing your own thing, whether you're a solopreneur or whether you have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of employees. Like, it's really, really difficult. And a lot of times, you know, there are some down moments. So, but to be able to kind of implement some of those, you know, regular practices, like you mentioned, praying and meditating, can not necessarily alleviate that, but it gets you in the right, like you said, headspace so that you can, you know, deal with some of the ups and downs and twists and turns and unexpected things that always seem to happen. And a lot of times, if you don't have that to kind of lean on, sometimes it could be really, really difficult.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I appreciate you for sharing that with us. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
I would tell my younger business self to invest my own money more into my business. At first, I guess I didn't really understand what it took to start a business. I knew that obviously I would have to put some money into it. And the issue was, at first, my sales weren't coming in as much as I would have liked. And the money that I was making, you know, at the time when I started my business, I was maybe 25. I was spending my money, you know, going to parties, just hanging out, just spending money on things I didn't really need to be spending it on. Yes, I had bills, I was paying my bills, but I could have been using a lot of that money to reinvest into my company. So that might not be an issue for a lot of people, but that was definitely an issue for me. I would have definitely managed my money differently in the beginning. But I've gotten a lot better with it now, so that's how I know. I would advise that to other entrepreneurs. Yes, you know, there are definitely opportunities. You can get grants or you can get investors, but people are more willing to give you money when they see that you're spending your own money. When they see that, okay, this person really sees value in what they're doing enough that they're putting their own money into it. That makes me want to support you. So
Yeah, absolutely. And then even for those difficult times, because you love to do it and you couldn't see yourself doing anything else, a lot of times that's what you have to fall back on. I myself can say that's been the case, because there's definitely, you know, ups and downs, roller coasters in the journey. So definitely appreciate you for sharing that with us as well. So I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. We're having different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Keisha, I want to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Well, it's very weird to call myself a CEO. I don't go by that title. So it's kind of strange, especially because I am, you know, my business is just run by me, no employees. But I would say someone who is an owner, first and foremost, but also someone who is a boss. I mean, and when I say boss, obviously I don't have any employees, but I would still consider myself a boss, because I do have to take all the accountability and all the initiative myself to run this business. And my business, although it's just me running it, I do impact so many people around the world. And when you have that sort of impact, you know, you're CEO. And I don't want to be too modest, but I think that title is appropriate for me. Eventually, I do see myself having, you know, more employees as my business continues to grow. I'll definitely need more help. I could use some more help right now. But yes, eventually I will have those employees, and I feel more comfortable referring to myself as a CEO. But I can say that already. I am a CEO, and that's because I run this business. I'm the owner. I run it. I wear all the hats. And yeah, I'm impacting thousands of people on a daily basis.
Truly appreciate you. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.